This is Philly News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A provincial lawmaker in Afghanistan says Taliban fighters have entered the capital of northern Jiaozhan province after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts in the province. The government did not deny a local lawmaker's claim that Taliban fighters had entered the city, but said the city had not yet fallen into Taliban control. Several other of the city's 34 provincial capitals are threatened. On Friday, the Taliban took control of the city of Zaranj, the capital of Nimruz province, where the government says it is still battling insurgents. Residents of Zaranj are reporting heavy airstrikes. They've also said the Taliban has freed prisoners from the city jail. Residents who spoke to AP asked to remain anonymous, fearing retaliation from both sides. Taliban fighters have swept through large swaths of Afghanistan at surprising speed as the last U.S. and NATO troops leave the country. The U.S. Central Command says the withdrawal is more than 95% complete and will be finished by August 31st. On Saturday, the U.S. and British embassies in Kabul repeated a warning to its citizens still there to leave immediately as the situation deteriorates. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul also issued a statement Saturday condemning the Taliban's military onslaught, saying it was contrary to the insurgent group's claim to support a negotiated peace settlement. The U.S. Senate advanced a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package in a procedural vote Saturday. That's an indication the measure will eventually be approved in a final vote. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will stay in session until the bill is passed. He said it's up to his Republican colleagues how long it takes. This is VOA News.